At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I give it to you.
Time for the vibe check. We're getting a check up from the neck up. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
in.
Are you good, bro?
So good.
585-252-9800. Our friends are here. It is Thursday, 81 for the high today. The sun is shining. Let's get after it, shall we?
We shall. Oh, my goodness. Who is here to share their vibes? Well, we have a couple people weighing in. We have our girl, Brittany. Brittany says, good morning, guys. Vibes are high. It's my Friday today, and I'm so excited. Aww. Pop off.
That's wonderful, Brittany. Thank you.
Let's see here. Good morning. Good vibes is that I finally got my hair done yesterday, and I'm loving it. That's from Morgan. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up today since we found a brand new veggie burger that we both like, which is rare.
I thought they were going to say because we both found a mansion we wanted to move into.
No, literally.
It was payday yesterday.
Yeah, paid yesterday. We're crushing it. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. We love you too.
Thanks for checking in. Where's our girl Nicole from yesterday? How's her dog doing?
Oh, yeah. We didn't get an update, unfortunately. Right.
Nicole, hit us back. Let us know what's going on. Did you turn your dog into a taxidermy? Hopefully
like,
not.
He's at a better place at Lollipop Farm. Honestly, I think they do such a great job over there.
They're the best. We're lucky to have them.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Vibes?
Well, I will say this. I know we brought this up on the show yesterday. The whole rent a dog for a couple hours for a day. Just to kind of get a feel. You can go there. You know, you give them your driver's license. And they'll give you a dog. And you go and hang out with it for a day. It's kind of like Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Right. Canine edition.
Yeah, I was like, that's very interesting because it really gives you a feel if you are struggling to commit to getting a pet like myself,
right?
Which I don't think it's going to happen. I think you still get the best of both worlds. You get your fix, and then you'd be able to give it back. It's kind of like being an uncle. Do
right.
I want kids of my own? Do I enjoy giving them back at the end of the day? Yeah, I do. The vibes are up.
Good.
Yeah, I had a whole bottle of wine last night.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, I can't commit to much, but I can commit to finishing that bottle of wine.
Yeah, you know, if you don't start something, you're not going to finish, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I had a chill night, and I had a very productive day yesterday, so I'm feeling good about that.
Good.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Great. I went to Roseland Water Park yesterday with my best friend, her husband, their daughter, couple other kiddos. It was so fun. I just felt so nostalgic.
It's a good day for
being
it too.
There, we were there for a couple hours. We did all the things. If you haven't gone down to Roseland Water Park, it's the best place to spend your summer because you can cool off while having fun. You're not just like sitting in a pool. You're just doing all of the things. They have the wake park. They have water slides. They have a wave pool. Like it's intense. So loved it yesterday. Had a blast. And yeah, that's what has me and my good vibes.
I love it.
And I'm going to Marge's tonight.
Oh, you are?
I am.
I was there last Saturday night, and the vibes were sky high. Get there a little early. Gets busy. I got to go ahead and tell you guys that 98PXY really wants you to know that the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is officially back. They are hiring. So they're looking for paid actors, narrators, even non-scary jobs if you're interested in that. But if you love to terrify people and get paid to do it, you can join the Boo Crew. Whee! You can apply right now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. Used to be a narrator on one of those wagons. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I thought I did a pretty good job.
You're crushing it.
It's like long time ago. But man, what a fun October that was.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, big news, you guys. This retailer announced Tuesday it plans to open one of the biggest stores in upstate New York you have ever seen. Where, who, what, when? I'll tell you all that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. Big news. Guess who's coming to upstate New York, Breezy?
I can't wait. I already know. I'll let you have the flowers for this one.
IKEA.
It's insane.
The Swedish home goods retailer announced Tuesday plans to open a 70,000 square foot store this fall at the Destiny USA in Syracuse, the largest mall in New York State. So the CEO and chief sustainability officer of IKEA US says, "We're thrilled to offer Syracuse metro area residents more ways to shop and experience IKEA, because the opening of IKEA Syracuse highlights our commitment to bringing IKEA closer to the many people and making it easier and more affordable to just access our home furnishing products and solutions."
Yeah.
And it's a big announcement, which comes right after some major tenants have left Destiny Mall. Talking about Lord & Taylor, JCPenney, Best Buy.
So do you know for certain if it's going to be like in the mall, or are they building a whole new structure like across from the mall?
Well, you're talking 70,000 square feet.
I know.
Do they have that space in the mall, like just hanging out?
I don't know. Haven't been there in years. I mean, obviously I went to college in Syracuse, but
right.
They built that whole new section. If they can't keep people in there, I don't know. But what I do know is that across the way, there is a hotel that it is attached by like a bridge that you can walk over. It's like enclosed, obviously, but it goes right to the mall. And there's a bunch of space over there that I'm thinking they maybe could put it in.
I was in that mall last year.
I remember that.
In January. And I'm like, oh, this is okay.
But I will honestly say bringing an IKEA to Syracuse will do wonders for their local economy, because people will come from a lot of different places to go to the IKEA in Syracuse. So you gotta think the domino effect of that for just the city itself.
I mean, they have two locations downstate, one in Brooklyn, one on Long Island. But the closest IKEA location to where we are is across the border in Burlington, Ontario.
Right.
I know a lot of people have been there, but I was at IKEA every weekend in California. It's kind of like you'd kind of.
You can spend a whole day in there.
Well, it was like you'd go on dates there. You'd get a coffee on a Saturday. It's like, do you want to go to IKEA?
See if you can put together a dresser.
Yeah.
If you make it out alive, then she's the one. I went to one in North Carolina last year. Yeah, you can spend a lot of time in there. I'm excited for them. I mean, Syracuse is. I mean, I have my opinions on Syracuse, but it will.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time there. But if you want to take a day trip, what's 3 hours round trip? It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, go pop off. And
it's great, though. I spent so much time there, but that's how I furnished a lot of my apartments.
It's such a destination location now that they have the mall and that IKEA coming soon. You don't have to leave that area of Syracuse. You really don't.
Yeah, so that's going to be hitting the Destiny Mall this fall. Lot to look forward to.
This fall? So they must have been already working on this.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying fall, yeah. Look, I'm not trying to add another thing to the guys can't do this list, but...
Yeah, you are.
What happened at Wegmans yesterday? I might have to, only because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since yesterday afternoon. I'll share with you what it is. And how many of you agree? Coming up next.
BXY.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Free. And always will be.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy, 81 for the high today. Here comes the sun. I'm not trying to add this one to the guys can't do this list, but I'm going to have to.
No, literally, the red flags are a-waving. They really are.
I'm just wondering, I saw this guy at Wegmans yesterday, and he was like, oh, Moose, what's up, man? Remember me? I was like, yeah. I guess.
Remember him at all.
I guess we met in the past a long time ago. He looked familiar, but I didn't know his name. It was one of those situations.
Right.
So he slaps me up. Bam! Clenches my hand. And he pulls away. And all I can remember thinking was, this dude has got the longest nails of any person I have ever met in my life.
No, you're gushing blood.
What is that? And I thought I was slapping up Edward Scissorhands. Just the... Like the way
you
his
pull
nails,
away, you have a slash in your hand.
Well, it was just his nails were digging into my skin. I just remember thinking, like after I walked away, how much of my DNA is probably underneath this guy's fingernails.
Yeah.
And as a guy, I think you really have to monitor how long your nails are, especially if you're gonna slap people up like that. But
the claws.
Yeah, they were very long.
Like,
cool
like
guy.
How long? Like, okay, like.
No, a little short. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, those are tools. Those are not fingernails.
Ew.
And the only.
The
only thing I wasn't able to figure out because it happened so quickly was whether or not this guy did this purposely with his nails.
He's like taking biotin every night before bed.
Or if he just hasn't cut them in a while. Like some men, for whatever reason, just they let their nails grow really long. They don't care.
No, I'm gagging.
No, I don't know.
No, I'll puke.
Back in the day, I used to see a lot of grown men with just the one long fingernail on their pinky finger. My cousin told me that's their coke nail. It's called the cocaine spoon.
Oh, God.
And they use that nail specifically for doing bumps of coke. And
I was like,
this is the one tiny pinky nail.
All the kids are going
But if you're a man and you prefer long fingernails, that's fine. You do you. But are there any women listening who prefer long nails on men?
Okay. I can't speak to this, but I will tell you something, a little insider information.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to girls who like other girls,
yeah,
they don't have long fingernails.
No, they don't.
Never have. Never will.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. I'm not going to spell it out for you.
Sure.
But I don't see a massive difference in this man. I mean, unless there's something he's not telling us, but I would assume he's hooking up with girls.
I don't know. I mean, that's the vibe I got, but you don't know today. You can't tell. You don't want to assume.
We can't assume.
I'm like, well, what would he use those for? And then I started thinking, well, maybe he's like a sous chef and he's in the kitchen cutting like slicing up the provolone.
I'm at the health department running to wherever he works. They're like, man, we're shutting it down. Thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, what was that story a while back you brought up that somebody, your mom or somebody saw somebody with toes like,
oh my God. So like last month, my parents and I went to some farm out in the middle of nowhere and they had like music and stuff. And my mom was like adamant about going to this like musical Friday night farm situation. And like nobody wanted to go, but all she wanted to do was go. So we pack up the car. My mom and my dad go. Me and Patrice meet them out. And we get there. My mom's like, get your stuff. We're leaving. I'm like, we haven't even set our stuff down. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's just not the vibe. Like, it's just not the vibe here. My dad goes, yeah. And you should have seen the girl next to me. Her toenails were literally curling over. That's how long they were. My mom was like, I was just sitting there trying to eat my beef on whack. And your father was like, look at that girl's toenails. She's like, I'm good.
Get your stuff. We're leaving.
Literally, we packed up the car and we're out in 5 minutes. I was like, we just got here. Thank you for making me drive all the way out to Marion.
I know. There was a girl in front of me at the movie theater years back who put her feet up on the seat in front of her. No socks, no shoes. And I was like, you can slice someone's neck accidentally with those claws. Put those back.
Like,
put them away. Let's go over to Amanda, Texas.
When your nails get to the point where they're curling over, like, I don't, that's not a fashion statement. That's just you.
That's bad hygiene.
Not taking care of yourself.
OMG Moose, I'm cracking up. Not Edward Scissorhands. No, that's bullying. A violation. I agree. Guys need to keep those claws in check if they're out here dapping people up. Daniela says, maybe I'm old school, but if a dude's fingernails are longer than mine, he better be a wizard.
He's auditioning for Harry Potter. We don't know. It's really not good. And like, I feel like girls get a lot of flack for like their nails and stuff, of like having long nails or getting their nails done as much as they do.
Yeah.
But if you're a guy and you have nails as long, and you're not like, at least the girls who have long nails or get long nails are getting them groomed and taken care of. You're just out there freeballing. We don't know what's under there. There could be a sandwich there from last week.
That's you don't know. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My brother has really long fingernails, but he grows them out so he can play the guitar with them. This is your brother, John Dretto.
Literally thinking this.
Listen, if I ever grow my nails out, it's a cry for help. I need someone to call the gambling hotline right away because I'm most likely using them to scratch lottery tickets all day, every day.
Can I ask you something that's kind of on topic? Where do you cut your fingernails?
Where do I cut them?
Yeah.
In the bathroom over the sink. I used to, for 20 years, bite them, and I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
It was a horrible habit.
Yeah. We don't know what's under there.
I'll tell you one really quick story that pissed me off. This is probably why I don't talk to my buddy Matt anymore.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I just bought my brand new car. It was my dream car. Just got it, just picked it up.
The one you just got?
No, this was when I had my Lexus back in the day. He gets in my car. I go, we're going to go cruise Malibu. We're going to go to the PCH and the Pacific Coast Highway. He gets in. He starts biting his nails. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. 2 days later, I go to take my car to get cleaned. I open the door. A pile of his fingernails near the seat, between the door and the seat. Just a pile. Like 7-8 fingernails that he bit off from his fingers and then put between the door and the seat in my new car.
Yeah, I would never talf to that man again.
Sick.
No, I block his number.
It was his birthday yesterday. I never reached out.
And we know why. Rightfully so.
98PXY.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.